Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace greetings to all of my podcast friends. I'm going to finish up the water to wine segment of John 2 today with the following analogy. What Jesus does in turning the water to wine is introduce his first public miracle, but he's doing more than just making the party goers happy or bringing out the best wine for last. He's making a comparison as to the kind of ministry that they should expect out of him. Remember, he just told Nathanael at the end of chapter 1, "You shall see great things because you're going to see angels ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. I'm bringing heaven to your earth. I'm going to bring life into your death." So everything Jesus did was the opposite of what we'd seen happen before. In the Old Testament, people are dying like crazy. In the New Testament under Jesus, they're living like crazy. Why? Because he's not making man ascend a ladder into goodness, but rather he has descended that ladder and brought goodness to man. Peace on earth, goodwill towards men. And that's what Jesus was there to bring. Now note the comparison. Jesus in John 1, remember John's one long structure. In John 1, the law was given to Moses. On the opposite side of that, grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. The law, who? Moses. Grace and truth, who? Jesus. Now we got two separate ways of doing things, law and grace. With two separate ways of doing things, we got two separate individuals, Moses and Jesus. So the comparison that you need to catch through the ministry of Jesus as written by the Apostle John is a comparison of law and grace, a comparison of Moses and Jesus. When Moses performs his first widespread public miracle in the book of Exodus, while standing near the Nile River in Egypt, he takes his rod, reaches down and touches the banks of the river, and the water from the tip of his rod touching the surface of the river, the water spreads out as blood. It changes from water to blood. Every ounce of water in the vessels of Egypt turns to blood. Water turning to blood. Water is life. Blood is death. The giver of the law is only going to be an administer of death. Whatever the law touches is going to die. How do we know? 2 Corinthians 3. The ministry of death was written and engraved on stones. There was no life to be found in it. There still, by the way, is no life to be found in the law. Jesus, who is a shepherd and a king, so he has a staff. He doesn't walk around with a rod and staff in his hand, but he has a rod and a staff because Psalm 23 says, "Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." Jesus takes the rod of his authority, reaches into six water pots of stone at the marriage of Cana and touches the water. And this time, rather than the water turning to blood, which is life turning to death, the water turns to wine, which is life and joy. Notice the comparison. The law was given by Moses. Moses touches the water turns to blood. Grace and truth came by Jesus. Jesus touches the water turns to wine. First public miracle of both men. Why? Because God's making a direct comparison to the way things are going to work. Under the old covenant, you're going to climb that ladder to go see God. And what God gives you is going to bring death to you. But under a new covenant, Jesus is going to descend that ladder and come into your life. And whatever he touches is going to turn to laughter and is going to turn to joy. That fires me up just talking about it. Do you realize who you serve? And what he wants to do, and what he has done, how he's descended a ladder and brought heaven to your earth so that he can reach down and touch the waters of your soul and turn them. You used to be a vessel used up by religion, a water pot of stone scattered about the room. All that had ever been done is drawn out of you, drawn out, drawn out, drawn out. And then one day Jesus revealed himself as merciful and loving, and poured into what had always been pulled out of. And what comes out of it? But the oil of gladness. The wine that refreshes the soul. The kingdom was transferred inside of vessels of stone. And what is the kingdom? Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Paul said we have this treasure in earthen vessels. We have this thing now in this body. Be at rest in him. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.